Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. Shout out to our Tier 3 patrons, Peter Park, Shay Meehan, and Nathan Stankowski, as well as all our other patrons. You keep us all informed and engaged. And a special shout out to our newest patron, Charles Lawson. He joined us a couple weeks ago and is already chipping in. Thank you so much, Charles, and welcome to the Yang Daily community. If anyone out there wants to join these advocates of humanity first and independent journalism, head on over to patreon.com/yangdaily. It would only take a couple of bucks a month from each listener to keep this podcast and community going and growing into the future. On to the news. Well, what should we talk about today? Let's see. Some UBI stuff. Tesla FSD got a really good update. SpaceX landed another autonomous rocket. Trump left the White House for the last time and Biden is our new president. You don't have to love Biden to celebrate today. From treason to reason is a transition any patriot can appreciate. Thank you so much to everyone who worked to make this happen. We will never know exactly how much difference it made, but I'm confident that it's big. Chris Wallace of Fox News called Biden's address the best he's ever heard, and he's been listening to them since 1961. Not sure I'd agree with that exactly. It was okay. A lot of talk of unity. Hopefully that won't turn into a pardon for Trump or backing off from impeachment. Despite restricting the crowd size due to COVID, the event had all the usual trappings, poems, songs, speeches, as well as tens of thousands of flags in the place of a crowd for some reason. If I'm going off of social media, the biggest news appears to be that Bernie Sanders wore winter clothing. He did look quite snuggly and taciturn, but that's just Bernie looking Bernie. Take a deep breath. You feel that weight lifted off your shoulders? You should. Trump's a hefty fellow. Take a moment to appreciate that we won't have to see him in the White House anymore, or worry about his tantrums triggering a nuclear war, or have a new string of outrageous lies emanating from the Oval Office every day. Just functioning government. At least that's the plan, and it's looking good so far. Continuing his campaign of obstruction and petty resentment, Trump declined to attend Biden's inauguration, the first such move in 152 years. In this case, I think everyone was happy with the decision, as we know that he has neither the self-discipline nor the self-respect to be trusted at adult events. When notified, Biden's response was, quote, "one of the few things he and I have ever agreed on," end quote. On a far less jubilant note, we've now hit 400,000 COVID deaths in the U.S. the day before the end of Trump's term. It is still beyond comprehension that we're putting people behind bars for decades for stuff like weed when our ex-president has willfully and knowingly killed tens of thousands with conspiracy theories and misinformation during a pandemic. Hundreds of thousands if you count less direct mismanagement of the pandemic response. He knew how deadly it was. He knew masks and distancing were vitally important. He knew lockdowns would save lives, and he chose to fight against all of them as part of his reign of lies. What does it take for justice to find this man? Now that he no longer has the presidency to shield him, I hope we'll find out. There's a sea of attorneys who have been awaiting this moment for years. I'm sure they're celebrating right now as well. The vaccine debacle he leaves behind will now also be left to the Biden administration to make the best of. They're committed by word. Let's hope it translates to deed, because we are suffering a national disaster every single day. But for the love of us, enough of Trump. Biden promised to issue 17 executive orders in his first days in office, including to rescind the travel ban on Muslim countries, rejoin the Paris Accord and WHO, extend student loan payment and interest moratorium, as well as federal eviction moratoriums, issue a mask mandate on federal properties and for interstate travel, expand testing, establish clear public health standards, economic relief, expand Buy America provisions, criminal justice reforms, healthcare access, reunite families separated at the border, restore the National Security Pandemics Office, begin a government agency review on equity, rescind census orders that exclude non-citizens, preserve and fortify DACA, and rescind the 1776 Commission. I mean, sure, but what have you done for me lately? One thing that cannot be done by executive order, emergency UBI. Humanity Forward is asking that we post 10 to 20 second videos answering the questions, how did your $600 check help your life? How would monthly checks change your life? And why is it important for our leaders to make cash relief substantial? Post it to the thread in the links when you're done. UBI Daily 5 asks that we send a letter to Congress every day for the next 10 days as the new administration is now in charge and getting to work. And we know the first thing they need to work on is emergency UBI. At the mayoral level, one of Andrew Yang's campaign staffers has tested positive for COVID via the rapid test, which Yang requires everyone to take weekly. Yang took his own rapid test since then and tested negative, but the rapid tests are not super reliable for negatives, so he is following New York guidelines, canceling all in-person events for the next 8 days and quarantining himself. As soon as he tests negative with the more reliable PCR, he will resume normal operation. Contact tracing is also in progress to try and contain the spread. To my knowledge, the Yang family has yet to receive the vaccine. But there's still plenty that Andrew can do remotely. If you have a high school or college in New York City and you want Yang to visit via Zoom, email yangzoom@yangforny.com and he'll drop by to talk with students. Kinda wish they'd change the domain though. I keep reading it as yangforny.com, which is a bit uncomfortable to me and possibly to you now. You're welcome. Yang also announced that over 1,300 volunteers have signed up with the campaign in under a week. Holy cow, that's a lot for a city race, not to mention in such a short time. Thank you to all who are contributing. For those who donate now, you can also sign up to join a fundraiser event with Evelyn. Yang also did a short reaction to the inauguration, which you can find in the links. Nothing big, just classic Yang. Finally, Rio hosted me as guest on the Moving Forward podcast again, and the episode is now available. We talked about Trumpism, the threat to the nation, how UBI and democracy reforms could help de-radicalize people, social media, the struggle of being nonpartisan in a hyper-partisan time, my voice gave out. It was good times. I'm happy with how it went, and I think we had some good conversation on deprogramming. It's always a pleasure to have a rational conversation with someone of a somewhat different perspective. Give it a listen and let us know what you think. Easiest way to do that is on YouTube or Patreon. Both links are always in the episode description. Would love to have more discussions with you all. It's also great to leave feedback by reviewing the podcast in whatever app you listen with. That helps others find and join our growing movement. Some of you have already left reviews, and they are awesome. If you really want to prank someone, tell them the podcast is consistently on time every day. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Send your letter a day, submit your answer video to Humanity Forward, check out the Moving Forward podcast, take a moment to breathe in a new era of government, flood Congress with calls, tweets, faxes, and letters using the Resist Bot or Income Movement easy contacts below. If you need help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, the Mission Asset Fund, United Way, or the H3 podcast thread. And don't forget to Yang Daily.